So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
We would have customers come in that would be like, oh, I don't know where the key is. Like, they would be like, I leave it in the car, but they don't know where it is in the car. They come, you know, pull it into the driveway, pull it into the garage at home, drive it to work. They never even think about, like, key's in there somewhere. I don't fucking know.
I know. I've met someone who has that. They lost their key in their car, but it still starts. They just don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And they can't find it.
Happened a few times.
I couldn't imagine living my life like that. Like,
that's
not
too
even
reckless.
Not even a little bit.
How do you walk away and lock it?
I think
how do you live life like that careless?
Well, you gotta have a shitty car no one's gonna want to steal.
But
first
it's gotta
off.
Have push a start then.
Yeah.
Not saying every nice car.
Dude, I think
we're at that year though where now push a start, like, that's not like even a
not anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you could have a beater push the start.
Level. I feel like the worst was when you were parking the car and the key fell like in between like the gaps and you could not find it, and you're like, it's in there somewhere, I don't know where it is. Where the valet is like, no key, and it's like, it still starts, so there is a key.
Yeah, well, valets, I swear they would look for 1 second. Might as well put a blindfold on them.
The worst was definitely no key, no make, no color, and it was like
no stall. That was the worst, dude.
The damage check is just scribbles all over the place.
Yeah.
That was a Spectrum move for sure.
Dude, people would put the wrong color. There were people that didn't know the makes. Like, they couldn't tell a Toyota badge, so they draw a Toyota badge.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Like, at least get the stall right. That's...
Hey, man, if you got a stall, we're cooking.
We can work with that.
Any desire to, like, run it back?
I still,
just for like a weekend or something.
I
like,
still don't know any of the stalls at the Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know AB&T?
I never learned them.
Oh. I feel like you went out of your way for that one.
I mean, it would be all different now.
Yeah.
400s I had on lock.
400? That was the worst.
Oh, yeah. You know, we act like it was bad, but, like, let's be honest, it wasn't even that far away.
I'm surprised that they didn't pull that lot after Brandon's had his little incident. They kept that shit going.
Well, they're like, no way some other idiot's going to do this.
They kept the buses, even though people kept driving into the structures.
Damn. Oh, I know. I'll never forget that day. The kid on his first shift. I don't even remember the guy's name, but he was...
Sammy.
Oh, my God.
Here's my credit card, man. I'll pay for all the damage.
I feel so bad because, like, we roasted that guy so hard and just, but he's just, oh my God.
Wasn't that, I hope they told him, don't drive in the garage.
Oh, they did. I told him, and he's like, no, the people that got on were kids, like younger kids, like, no, you'll make it, you're good.
He trusts these fucking kids.
And I think what's funny is that he hit it, he backed up, he dropped them off, he came back to, like, see, like, oh yeah, it didn't fit. And when he backed up, he hit the stop sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it happened.
That's fine.
At that point, though, they were just looking for warm bodies to fill that role. I mean, let's keep it a buck.
Well, there was a guy, too, that was there for a while who made it in, realized, oh, shit, I shouldn't be in here, and made a U-turn. But then, like, the way the structure was, it slanted. Mm-hmm. So he fit going in, but he couldn't get out. We had to, like, air out the tires. Yeah. I couldn't get it out. I think security in the morning had the whole morning shift get on to, like, weigh it down.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, load it with people, lower the tires to, like, 5 PSI.
Yeah.
So you're only shot.
It was terrible.
Gun it.
Oh, they fucked that bus up.
Luckily, it's the top, so, like...
Ain't nobody
it's just fiberglass.
Bob Does Sports did that, remember? Didn't he scratch
up? Oh, with the
up?
Sprinter they rented in Canada.
Like 2 minutes after they got it. Okay, the chapped lips story.
Oh, yes.
Remember
yes,
sixth
yes.
grade camp? Remember science
yeah,
camp?
Yeah, hated it.
There would be, it was cold.
Yeah.
And there would be kids that didn't bring chapstick, and they just have a ring of red because they lick their lips with their tongue, and it would just be. That, I'm like, don't they know that makes it worse if you just lick it? It feels good for 1 millisecond, and then once it dries, it's worse.
Dude, I'm the kid though that I can't resist. Like I'm gonna be, just all up in there. But now as an adult, I live and die by the chapstick slash, you know, whatever I'm using.
Definitely had a kid in my elementary school that did that like 24/7. It's had red rings around his mouth the whole school year.
How the whole school year?
Grew out of it.
I hope so.
He didn't lick his lips anymore.
Brutal. Sucked his thumb.
I don't know.
So the Super Bowl was this weekend.
We passed the Super Bowl. Said, is this weekend?
No.
He
said, it was.
Oh,
it was
I heard it is this weekend. I was like, dude, where the fuck have you been? Yeah.
What did the fellas do? What was on the agenda that day? Did you eat some good food? Good food?
Had some wings and pizza.
Yeah. Wings, pizza, same.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I went to go pick up my Wingstop order, saw this fucking clown show up. He's like, hi, yeah, I'd like to place an order. And it's like, come on, bro. It's like, you got to know better than that. It's like you walking into a, you know, a McDonald's on National Hamburger Day, you know? It's like, come on, man. It's like,
all right, what you want to do is you leave, get a time machine, go back to yesterday and place that order, and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because I think I placed my wing order on, like, Wednesday.
Damn. You were way ahead of it.
You can do that? I want to get ahead because I know people are going to start bombarding.
Yeah.
I'm trying to secure this now.
Dude, I thought I was way ahead of the game when I ordered it on Friday. I ordered it Friday night.
I ordered my pizza Saturday morning.
Where'd you get the pie from?
Some, like, Brooklyn Pizza, like, Laguna to Go.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
It was all right. I guess Maria's work gets a lot of pizza from there for their events for the school.
Mm. Hell yeah. James, what about you? What were you cooking up with?
My mom had a Super Bowl party.
At the crib?
Yeah.
Were you invited?
Yeah. Was it laid back?
Stay in your room.
I made the guest list.
Were you, was it just fam or friends or?
Some of their friends.
Nice.
Yeah, where the fuck was our invite, bro? Your mom let you invite people? Would I have made the cut?
Yeah, I figured you guys would want to come.
That's why you didn't?
Yeah.
We would have, Rob, we would have at least thought about it, right?
Yeah.
We would have thought about
it. Come on, dog. Come on, don't patronize me like this.
I mean, I would have showed up, but I didn't get invited. I'm kidding.
No, I wouldn't expect, because I know it's too much. It's a lot to ask. Plus, I'd rather be at my home or family's home nearby watching rather than drive far.
You know, Super Bowl day though, it's not like a bad traffic day. It's just people are always worried because if they drink too much then they get worried, but it's like I feel like these days it's like not even something I'd be concerned about.
There's not a lot of traffic on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, everyone just be at the crib chilling.
During the game the world like stops, it seems like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. it does.
It really does. It does suck though when the game is not close. Like when it's just super lopsided one way or the other.
Yeah.
So much more interesting when it's a competitive game. But the problem that I had with this year's Super Bowl is the commercials were just mid o'clock. I mean, super mid. There was no good commercials this year.
I'm shocked by some of the commercials that paid that amount to be put on. And I was like, really? That was it? Did anyone gain anything from this commercial?
I think it's just like a flex for big corporations, it feels like. I mean, fucking Yeezy had a commercial. Y'all see the Yeezy commercial?
No, I missed it.
Mm.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Really?
I thought so.
Why?
I mean, I just think everything that the guy does is good. So I'm not the best judgment of was it good or not.
He's been going off on Twitter, huh?
Yeah, no, I think he deactivated his account or some shit.
He did?
Or I mean, yeah, I think so.
He's been going off. He's trying to flip the Nazi symbol to mean something different.
Does he forget in the beginning of the song that he wrote? I forgot which song it was. He's like,
I just
the flashing lights.
I couldn't imagine anyone like taking him serious, like just ever. Like to me, he's the most unserious person. It's like you can't take literally what this man says on the internet. I mean, you're just gonna ruin your day.
There's that. I honestly think he's like he probably needs medical help mentally. Honestly, or he's playing this crazy like bipolar character. I don't know, but probably needs help. And yeah, I wouldn't take it serious. He also seems like incredibly hard to work with. Like, imagine like trying to work with this guy to productively work towards a goal with him. Seems like impossible. It's his fucking way.
I mean, we say that, but like also like he does produce and like he makes a lot of music and like the creative side of like creating apparel. Like, it's not like it's easy or just like happens like immediately. It's like there's a lot of design aspects and like sketches. Like, think of how many Yeezy models, Yeezy samples he's made. I mean, and he designed it all. I mean, it's not like he was, because he's very hands-on with that product. So it's like the guy clearly works and he like has to work with people. But I mean,
I'm just saying it'd be hard to collaborate with him. What you're speaking on is mostly him driving the boat of like, which you're gonna have to do because he's gonna fucking steer the boat.
Yeah,
it's fine. Part of that creative genius kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I admire about him. It's just like his just to be able to be someone that's that creative, like that involved in an artistic process, whether it was music or design. Like, I mean, he definitely fits that mold for me in terms of, you know, what he's done. But yeah, like real life though, it's like you wouldn't catch me within 100 yards of that guy. Just no way.
Yeah, I mean, I respect the art, but yeah, I mean,
bit of a nut bag.
Bit of a nut.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a nut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else was this weekend, Rob?
Your guys is a competition.
That's right. That's right. All right, Mr. Secret Sauce. Mr. Not Talking About It. Mr. No Updates.
Did you run it?
I did.
On Saturday?
Not only I did run it on Saturday, but not only did I do a timed 5K, but I also did a half marathon the day after.
Wow.
I sure did.
That's impressive.
Super Bowl Sunday just said, fuck it.
Post wings and pizza or?
No, absolutely not.
Bunch of beers and pizza. I feel like going for a run.
Yeah. But no, talk to me about the 5K. Talk to us about anything. The process of training for it, the actual run itself, anything.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem leading up to it was my knee. Like,
that's right.
I had to take off like the last week. So no running on the last week. Which isn't the worst case scenario, but I was telling Rob I switched over to Brooks. I got a pair of Brooks running shoes.
Nice.
My knee doesn't hurt at all. I have no pain.
What were you running in before?
Asics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which model? Was it like an older shoe or?
It's like last year. I think called Cumulus, but they're definitely more of like a walking comfort shoe.
Mm.
It's running adjacent, but like the Brooks definitely have a lot more like stability.
Fuck yeah.
Less cushion. In a good way.
Okay.
More stability.
Okay.
But yeah, my knee doesn't hurt at all.
Feels That's great. Good. That's good. Shoes are important, man. They're super important.
You juicing, huh?
What?
You juicing to get out of the injury faster?
No. Nah. But yeah, it feels good. Ran it at the park by my house.
On good old-fashioned cement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I definitely prefer like a gravel track would probably be preferred.
Mm.
Like if any sort of like running long distance, like just for the slight give of hard packed dirt would be preferred.
Absolutely.
Where'd you run?
Well, I'm very lucky that Irvine, for whatever reason, has like an insane bike network.
Yeah.
And so like just right outside my gate, there's like an asphalt trail that goes all over Irvine, but it's long, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And I can go 6 miles that direction on only like asphalt, basically. Like for a majority of the time. I mean, like, there's small like little areas where there's like a little like underpass to go under streets and stuff like that, but then you pop right out. So like that's what causes like the slight elevation changes, which is maybe the only thing that's annoying. Because when you go down, it's like, yep, you go down a lot and then you go up a lot. So, yeah.
But it's pretty flat otherwise?
Otherwise, it's pretty flat.
That's good, though.
It's pretty flat. I mean, Irvine, yeah, there's not a lot of hills in Irvine unless you're, like, you know, towards that west side of Irvine. But I've looked into, like, doing stuff on the track, but I don't know. It's like, I don't feel comfortable running at that high school. I don't want to get yelled at. But apparently, there is a public track in Cyprus, which is 30 minutes from here.
Why don't you run here?
Because there's always something going on at the track.
But like a lot of times they just leave it like open.
Yeah, kind
of. I don't
know
about this school.
I mean, the thing is
just
that it's like
school hours.
Yeah, I mean,
hey guys.
I don't know.
Just nothing to see here. Just a guy running.
I'm a senior.
Super duper senior.
Yeah. But
is it a rubber track or dirt?
No, it's a rubber track.
I heard those are terrible for you.
What do you mean? What's terrible for you?
Because it's like cushion, it's like bouncy. I heard it's bad for you on your knees and long term. I think it's bad for you. That's, could be wrong. I could be completely wrong.
That doesn't check out to me, but I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I could see for traction for like obviously like 100 and stuff like that, where you're taking off really hard. I could see it being good with spikes and stuff. Imagine back in the day, they just had like nails on their shoes and they ran on dirt.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So no training leading up because of the knee issue. You got the new shoes. Was that your first time wearing the new shoes on the on the timed run?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried on a pair at the rack, Nordy Rack.
Shit.
Okay.
To get my size. And then I bought them online. They showed up the day of.
Nice.
No blisters.
No.
No feet.
No, they feel great.
All right.
Had to go half size up.
Okay.
Bigger is always better.
Fun fact.
So, what was the time?
Okay, let's share our times on three.
Oh, all right.
I don't think I've ever run 3.1 miles. Maybe ever.
All right, ready?
Continuously in my life. Hold on 1 sec.
What, we're sharing
now? Did you run?
I ran a 10K today.
Really? Yeah, let's get your first half.
Wait, I'm
going to
do
it.
Are we doing
5K? Yep. Average heart rate was 171.
It was cooking.
It's pretty high. Do you have yours?
Wait.
This is Garmin certified.
Where do I see it, babe?
Go to all activities. So go to all activities and then whichever one. Okay, who's going to lead us off here?
25:56.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very good.
Yeah. My goal was...
That's very good.
My goal was sub 27. Yeah, you're in the wrong area. You're looking at your current run, and you need to look at...
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
That's fast. I ran a 34:47.
Okay.
I ran 21.
Is that right?
Yeah. I do.
That's fast, dude.
I do have a small disclaimer. So I might have disqualified myself. Let me tell you why.
Why?
So I stopped my watch before I did the 3.0. I didn't realize. I thought a 5K was exactly 3, but I realized it's like a skosh over that.
3.1.
So like, yeah, like, I stopped at 3.01 miles, so it's, like, my time is not sub 26. It's definitely over sub 26, but it's, like, whatever. It would have been, like, another 30 seconds or something like that to get the extra, maybe even slightly more than that. It would have been just under the 27 for sure, or something along those lines, but
what was your pace for the three?
It was 8:37 pace.
Okay.
So yeah,
it's not that hard to find it.
I was a little annoyed because I could tell that my watch didn't register the 5K, and then I realized, I was like, oh, it's probably because it's like 3 and like some minuscule amount. I thought that because the half was 13.1 that the 10K would be like 0.05 and then the 5K would be like 3 flat. Does that make sense? But
no, because we don't, well, because you don't know how many K's a marathon is, do you?
I have no idea.
So how would you be able to work backwards to figure out?
So anyways, I was a little annoyed about that. And it's like, I should have just like not stopped my watch and just like ran the extra, because whatever.
Could have ran through the extra 0.1, I guess.
But. Yeah. So, I mean, definitely not. I mean, whatever. I mean, like, the pace was really good. I was really proud of my pace.
It is good, dude.
I mean, I was so gassed.
That's good.
I was fucking tired. That was way harder than the half.
What was your pace on the half, and for comparison's sake? Oh
god, I mean,
I say we run a mile. I think it'd be fun to do a mile too,
dude. A mile is honestly not that bad.
It doesn't seem that
a mile
bad.
Is not that bad, but the 5K is hard. 5K is really hard.
Yeah, the first mile feels,
oh my god, those second and third miles on the 5K are an eternity.
Me hitting 2.5 start getting tired at 2.5.
Oh my god, no. So when I did the half, I just had the goal of like, I just want to finish it, essentially. My time was 2 hours and 23 minutes or something like that. But yeah, the half, it gets I will say, it gets really hard at like mile like 9 or 10.
I can't imagine,
dude. Something about miles like 4 to 8, they aren't that hard. It's weird. It's almost like you catch your stride, but after you've like run out of your internal energy and you're just like surviving on gel and just like sips of water, and it takes forever. No, oh my god,
I'm not running for 2.5 fucking hours. That's insane.
Yeah, I just
fucking sucks wasting 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
you could be on Rivals. What are we talking about?
Yeah,
that's why I say we run a mile, get it over with. A lot fucking faster.
Yeah, I was actually really impressed with the 5K though. I mean, that took every ounce of energy, and my time was a lot better than I thought I was gonna be, so I was really happy with it. For what it's worth, I didn't do any sort of speed training at all, which is what smart people that are attempting to run fast
that's
do
what, but that's what people who already have a cardio base that's decent.
Yeah,
well, the next step would be like work on speed and your distance. Yeah, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I was
that's a very good time, dude. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, considering my like weight and how long I've been running for, I'm like super happy with my progress. I mean, I went from zero to a half marathon in 6 weeks, for what it's worth. It's not like, and I've just been doing nothing other than just like clocking in miles and then just doing a long run on Saturday. So
how did you go from zero? What was like, so in 6 weeks before that, you weren't doing any cardio?
I was doing no road running at all.
We're talking treadmill?
Yeah.
And that's obviously more than nothing. That's cardiovascular training.
I mean,
by propelling your body. They are different. Is it like 90% the same? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, regardless, I was, I'm way ahead of schedule, like, way ahead of schedule.
You already did a half, yeah.
So, I mean, I think I still have, like, 33 weeks, or 34 weeks until, and it's like, really, most of these programs, they're, like, 20-week programs, and obviously even on those 20 week programs, they start you out still like your long run is like 5 miles or 6 miles, something like that. So for now, I'm just gonna keep grinding what I'm doing you know, and maybe try to sprinkle in some speed work. But just, I think you kind of touched on it though, like the aerobic base, like just doing long, slow, boring runs is which is not fun, it's but
I know, but it's gonna work.
Yeah,
but yeah, like you said, sprinkling in speed, yeah, agility would probably make a big difference.
And it's funny because the watch, like the watch knows now, and so it assigned me a tempo run today, and I had a terrible run.
Is it like when you hit start and it says today's suggestion?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because now
I just scroll right past that one. Today's suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of sometimes the workouts are ass, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? Like this is like a decent suggestion. Like I think I can accomplish this today. If it feels just outside of your comfort zone, it's probably a good workout for you. Yeah.
If you're not gassed at the end, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Rob? You looking forward to doing any sort of running activities?
No.
Dude, running fucking sucks.
Not that fun. Not that
fun. Especially, that's what I'm saying, running 2.5 fucking hours.
Yeah.
That is a big commitment.
Time-wise
and physically.
I'll never forget how I felt the first time I did 10 miles, and I thought I was, like, really sore after that. I mean, after the 13, I was like, oh my fucking God. I was walking around like Bambi. I mean, I was, like... Mia's laughing because it's like going up and down stairs was brutal. I didn't feel that. The funny thing is too, I didn't feel that guilty about eating a fuck ton of pizza and wings that day either.
Yeah, watched a video where a guy ran a 4-minute mile.
Oh my God.
And so obviously he's in amazing shape. There's no way you run a 4-minute mile and not be
sure
shredded. And so he had his buddy pace him in front of him, who's an even better runner. So the just to like keep you on pace, you know. It's yeah, pretty amazing how mm-hmm. fucking fast that is.
It's,
I can't imagine.
I think what pisses me off, or like what I get annoyed at, is you can see like experienced runners, like whether it's on YouTube or Reels or whatever, and they're like, this is my easy pace, and they'll do like a 9-minute pace, and it looks like they're just like walking through a garden. They're just say it looks so easy to them. Yeah. And I'm like, you're running at 9 minutes right now like that? Like, what the fuck? Like, a 9-minute pace for me, I'm fucking... I'm like...
Yeah. No, these guys running that minute mile. He's like, I know it doesn't really look like it here, but this is all I got. He's showing like... he's showing like, you know, the last 800. And he's... He looks normal.
Like he's gliding, yeah.
They're obviously cooking.
Yeah.
But he's like, I am on E right here. But you can't tell.
It's pretty crazy. Amazing.
It's like the last, like for a mile, I feel like the last lap is always like dreadful. Because you're like, I'm almost there, but I got 400 more yards.
And you know you're supposed to start picking it up.
Nah,
like the last mile is supposed to be like, all right.
Yeah.
You can't leave anything out. Can't leave anything.
Yeah. The last 100 yards.
Did you,
sucks,
James, did you get faster as the 5K progressed or slower?
Good question. I was definitely started off too fast, which is typical rookie move.
Sure.
You get excited.
Woo!
Yeah, you're like...
I think it's smarter, though, to do that because it's like, you know that if you don't start moving like right away and like you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah. It definitely got slower as time went on, especially in the last.
Yeah.
The last half a mile or whatever definitely slowed down because I'm obviously not there cardiovascularly where I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Because this was more about like keeping it going the whole time, trying to complete, rather than like giving it 100%.
Yeah.
Because I mean, at the last 0.2 or whatever, I am giving it 100%, but I'm like barely hanging on there. You know what I mean?
I've been on E for the last 2.5 miles.
It's the kind where like, you know, you're trying to keep your form, breathing form specifically.
I'm literally just trying to breathe. Yeah.
And like, I get tired. You're obviously tired and gassed and lazy, and you're taking like, rather than doing like in 3 strides out 2, while like maintaining great posture, that starts to cut. Meanwhile, that's only making it harder on yourself because you're not getting as much oxygen. So keeping that is tough.
Did you listen to music on your run?
This one was straight raw.
Damn.
Just raw dogged it.
Yeah. Usually I do. But it's at the park and it's pitch black, so like okay. I like to be a little more aware of the homeless people.
So yeah, my first mile, 8 minutes and 15 seconds. And then
it's cooking.
And then second lap was 8:48. And then third lap was 8:44.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I was really happy though, because I did check after the first lap and I saw it was an 8:15. I was like, oh, like I'm gonna be sub 27 for sure. That's all I wanted.
Yeah,
because I thought anything below a sub 27, that means I did really good. Just got to set new goals now. I don't know. What's the next objective now, James?
Get faster, obviously. Increase my cardiovascular health. But again, I don't enjoy running for a half hour straight. That shit fucking sucks.
It's so good for
you,
though.
I'd much rather walk or run harder for a much shorter period of time.
Oh, really?
I'd rather run a mile, yeah. Just get that shit over with.
Just get me at my desk with my controller as fast as possible.
Well, fuck it. I'll give 100% on a mile, because then it's over in...
Didn't want to say a number there.
What was that?
But
come again?
At least you gave it 100% and you're gassed. Your legs probably aren't as cooked as your lungs are cooked, if that makes sense. Like after the 3 miles, like my legs are more cooked, I would imagine, than 1 mile. But
that's so interesting, because I feel like now I enjoy the longer and slower paced runs way more than the shorter intense runs. The shorter intense runs hurt, dude. They hurt.
But it's over with.
Yeah.
To me, the long run is like a slow burn of like...
just like getting paper cuts, death by paper cuts kind of a thing.
Yeah, death by 1,000 cuts. It's like, can't wait till this is fucking over.
Yeah, but then to your point... mentality. To your point, though, it's like, dude, you just pop in some music and you just vibe.
Then you gotta run at a sketchy park.
The marathon journey continues, and for you, I don't know, looks like you're going to be grinding out some miles in the future.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to. I do enjoy the like running. I've never ran before, really, like just to run. I mean, dude, my first workouts were like run 1 minute, walk 1 minute, run, like, you know what I mean? And then that would continue up to like two run, one walk. And then it would go to like 15 run, one walk, or 2 minutes walk, and then variations of that, basically.
I think that's a really good way to get into it. I mean,
yeah.
Mia's friend, that's the strategy he used for the marathon, is he was just doing 10 on, one off for the entire marathon. Or half marathon, excuse me.
Well, that's what I did for this 5K. Was I didn't run the whole thing. I ran 9:1, 9:1.
Oh, like 9. Even your timed one, you did that? Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Try and save some gas. Because that was basically my training. You know what I mean? This was my best pace, if you will.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to literally do that for the 5K. So it's 9:1, 9:1, 9:1. Something like that.
Well, I'm happy that you stuck to your process and you got it done.
Yeah.
Rob, I think we put Rob to sleep, though.
No, I'm looking at my last time I ran, but like my best mile and a half, which was back in 2023.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my pace was 9:32 for my first mile.
Dude, I was going to say, why do I have this feeling that Rob is like sneaky fast? Like Rob is just like a gazelle and we just never knew it.
I'm probably a retarded gazelle.
A A what now?
You heard me.
So Max had a... I have so many questions I wrote down. Max had a good question. One food for the rest of your life that's calorie free and gives your body all the benefits of a healthy meal. What are you picking?
So it can be any food, but it's, and it fits those, and it is those qualities. Is that the question?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I mean, probably.
It becomes a well-balanced meal that's calorie free.
Probably a burger. No, Rob?
Burgers and peachy.
I mean, because a burger, you get so many little variations of it.
Oh, you can pick whatever you want, and it's going to be calorie free?
Yeah. One dish, if you will. Shit. Not like Mexican food. Like a meal. I'll
take a burger.
Dude, I was about to say, for me, it also might be a burger. If I could just have a burger, and it was like nutritious, calorie free, and like provided satiety, is that how you pronounce it? Satiety?
Like satiated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would for sure be a burger.
That's a good answer. A little 4x4?
Yeah, you'd be fucking up. You eat burgers all the fucking time.
Yeah.
He said ice cream.
Damn, that's
which is a good answer.
We really did not think about dessert.
And I also thought meals, and he went for dessert, and I fucking love ice cream.
Dude,
so much.
Ice cream is also a great answer, too, because you get so many different flavors of ice cream.
But just imagine eating so much fucking ice cream. It's calorie-free, and you don't get diabetes.
Yeah. Oh, I think we've... Well, I don't know.
No high cholesterol, no blood... Come on. Burgers, man.
I know. Burgers is a great one. No one's going to be like, that's dumb if you say pizza or burgers.
Yeah.
Or Stromboli. What happened? Soft pretzels at the mall. Cinestics bites.
Damn.
Alcohol would be a decent one if you're a big drinker.
Yeah.
I'll take this, but alcohol, no hangover.
Yeah.
I'll swap that out if we can do that.
Actually...
Are you kidding me? If you could rage all night and wake up?
I think that I might change my answer. If I could change my answer, I think I'm changing my answer. I think alcohol is a phenomenal answer.
I know, but I don't know if we can tack on the non-hangover part.
I think even if you told me that I still get hangovers if I drink too much, I still think I might pick alcohol. If alcohol was actually calorie free, I think I would drink a lot more.
Can't you just put in your butt or something? Or they use those little eyedroppers you can put in your eye?
What the fuck? What kind of psycho would do that?
Just a thought. I'm just thinking out loud here, hypothetically.
So this is not what you do.
Huh? We're not doing the Steve-O jackass stunt.
The butt chug?
The butt chug.
Okay. Running got me thinking about a little known race that happens. I think it's every year. But it's not on foot. How long do you think it would take you to complete the Tour de France?
How many miles is that?
I want you to think first.
The Tour de France has to... I don't know. The thing is, I don't want
to give you any context. I'll give you the distance.
I'm thinking out loud here. I think that the Tour de France... Oh, man, I forget the amount of legs. I know it's either 3 or like 7. I think it's one of those two or answer as far as like, because it's not, from my memory, it's not just like one race that's like starts today, ends today. It's like, no, like you do this amount, then you do this amount, then you do this amount. And I would have, and I'm pretty certain it's a distance race because it takes forever. God, it's got to be, I mean, like a marathon bike race is typically like 100 miles. So, gosh, I would say either 300 or 700 miles on bike. Oh, my God. I mean, it probably would take you 48 hours would be my guess, assuming it's a 700-mile race.
Can I get the distance?
No.
No?
No, I'm going to give it to you after, but I want to have an idea of how long you think the Tour de France is. I can't give you the distance yet. I'm trying to calibrate how much you know about the Tour de France first. But after your answer, I will happily give you the distance.
Hold on.
Blake's estimate is around 300 to 700 miles. He thinks about 48 hours
for me to complete it.
Oh, and you're on a tricycle.
Yes,
I thought about you're on a tricycle or one of those old school bicycles where the front wheel is enormous and the rear wheel is like a tiny little thing.
Yeah, I'll go.
How long do you think it is, and what do you think your time would be to complete it?
I know. I think it's like a 3-day event.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea about this race.
Okay, take a swing.
I'm going to say 50 hours.
Wow. Couldn't say 47.
Have some faith in yourself, you gazelle. You retarded gazelle.
Well, if I knew the distance, I'd tell you what it would actually be.
It's not my fault you don't know the distance.
All right. Once I know it, I'll tell you what I'll actually be able to get it in.
Okay. We'll go step by step here. The distance is 2,200 miles.
Fuck, that's a lot. So it is closer than to like, is it 7 checkpoints or like 7? It's maybe more now that I think, now that you said that.
Don't look up. What are you looking up?
I'm doing the math.
2,200 miles. Fuck, that's a lot of biking. Holy shit.
It covers the perimeter of France.
That checks out.
Oh, shit.
It's the Tour of France.
That checks out.
I was blown away at that distance, too. That 1,000 would have blown my mind, but 2,200, it seems like.
2,200 is, that's outrageous.
I'll be out there for a while.
Yeah, no, it's taking me a lot longer than 48 hours, I'll tell you that much right now.
Give me your new estimate. Now that you know it's 2,200 miles, how long do you believe it would take you to bike around France? It's a little hilly in the Alps part. I mean, shout out Lance.
Man, it's
230 hours.
And how many times did Lance Armstrong win that race? Like fucking 5 times or some shit?
That's only based on my pace that I remember.
Okay. Of mile
on to
flat land.
Mile to hour. Not flat, but from my house.
230 hours?
Yeah.
So
I was doing 10 miles in an hour.
Doesn't that sound like you're doing 100 miles in an hour?
My answer's changed to 66
or sorry, 10
hours.
No, you're going 100 miles an hour.
Sorry, no, you're not. It's 10.
That would be so much funnier, though.
Holy shit.
That's a retarded gazelle.
Look at this fucking guy. He's wearing that aerodynamic shit going downhill.
The helmet that goes down to your
yeah,
book.
All the way back behind you. 230 hours.
Dude, you ever seen clips of like those bikers and just getting in gnarly accidents with each other?
Well, I like the one in the front falls and then everyone behind him falls. And they go over the handlebars.
Yeah.
Because all their weight's up there. It's pretty funny. Okay, Blake?
Yeah, I mean,
estimated time?
It's 66 hours. I don't know.
What? To do 2,200 miles?
Sure. I don't know.
So the race takes 24 days.
What?
Wow.
It's between 21 and 24 days.
I thought it was 3 days.
Oh, maybe I did my thing wrong. Maybe it's not hours. Maybe it's days. Yeah, 66.
Your answer would probably be in hours, typically.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
Well, does that change your answer?
No.
24 days? Is it really? It's 24 days, that event?
So it's 24 stages, yeah, basically.
Okay, stages.
So if you think 2,200 miles, 22 days is about 100 miles per day.
Is it, and do they race every day or no?
I don't know. I don't know if it's consecutive day after day after day. It may be like take a day off here and there. I don't know. It might take like a whole month. I
feel like that would almost be like cheating if they could take days off. Like,
I don't know, man.
It's so funny because there was so much fucking like drug abuse and shit for that race. Like, yeah. Now it makes sense. Like, dude, you fucking need some shit for that.
Well, because it seems physically impossible. The hill climbs that they do seem like... It
I'm
looks
not
impossible.
Down, I'm not down for hills.
So you're pushing your bike up the hill.
That's what I do right now.
Dude, you put that hoe in gear
in one.
And one.
That was going to take forever. But yeah. So
230 hours.
I think that's a pretty good guess, by it. Honestly. I don't know what the average man runs. Do you want to know the world record?
Yeah.
Or whoever won last year is 84 hours.
What?
So
They were going 100 miles an hour.
200 miles an hour. Yeah, 84 hours.
Damn.
Jeez.
I didn't understand how far that race was before I looked it up. But I thought, like, what's the craziest race? I'm like, a fucking Tour de France is insane. Like, I thought it was going to be a couple hundred.
Yeah, and it's a competitive race, too. It's not like just some any Joe Schmo can just sign up and do it. Like,
No.
Should we all compete in a bicycle race?
Let's do it, but all three of us are on one bicycle. Like, you know, we all have one bike.
Like the one you sent me, the motorcycle. With the
is it a three-seater? It'd be funny. We're all sitting on it like,
all right, go. Someone's not pedaling.
The guy in the back, yeah, just resting.
You're good.
Keep it up, fellas.
Doing great.
Bike race? Hell no.
Nah, during COVID, I was riding my bike a lot.
See, mountain biking's fun. But like road bike riding?
Even get me started on road biking.
But
dude,
mountain biking's fucking awesome.
But I wasn't going on trails and shit. I was just going on like running trails.
I know, but any sort of dirt is already better.
There was no dirt.
So you're riding your road bike riding on a mountain bike.
Mountain bike, yeah.
I know, but when you go on trails, you get to see nature.
Yeah.
You do have up and down, and it's more like skill, you know, choosing where to ride and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you get the reward of going downhill, which is very fun.
Yeah.
Which is super rewarding.
I think the whole route to where
There's mountain lions, snakes. Yeah.
My whole route where I would go to turn around and come back home was mostly downhill. Coming home sucked.
That's the actual ride part, would be the coming home.
Yeah, maybe after this running journey, I get into mountain biking. That seems like a fun activity. My dad is super into it. He's always been into it, but he actually just got an e-mountain bike.
He's cheating.
And, dude, if you think about it, an e-mountain bike makes so much sense. Like, you take out all of the non-fun part of that entire sport. Yeah.
And then you go down and you're like, "Wee, this
and
is
then
fun."
You get to bomb hills. Like, it's got to be, I mean, it's like land slaloming. It's so much fun.
Downhill's very fun. I've always wanted to go snowboarding on dunes. Do people do that out here? Is that only in Saudi Arabia that I see like videos on Instagram?
You might be able to
where people
do
go
it
sandboarding. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I've maybe seen, yeah.
You can do it in Glamis?
I think so.
It looks kind of fun.
Hills are big enough.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if the hill is steep enough, I'm sure that you could probably do it. I don't know if like a snowboard would be good for that terrain.
I'm sure it's not a
you might need
snowboard.
Some,
it's probably a version
of
a
I was about to say, you probably need
modified.
Some different like equipment, but
just saying it looks like fun.
Yeah. But then
how do you get back up?
The problem is, yeah, exactly. It's like it's not designed for you to keep going back up it, and then you just get one run. And let me tell you, like those types of runs where you have to like huff over to a certain spot to get like to the terrain, it takes so much energy out of you. Oh my God, so much energy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just like, oh, just going with friends who are like powder obsessed and just like to get to like untouched areas and like it's with all your gear on. Oh my God, it's so tiring. I don't enjoy that part.
You're riding a dirt bike and you crash. Crashing takes all the energy out of you. And then you have to pick up your bike and try and start it and
like
it's not starting.
Ass.
And you got to push it out of there. Yeah, that fucking sucks. That takes. And you're wearing gear, full gear. You have like no mobility.
If you had a better bike, you wouldn't have to deal with the not starting part.
If I was a better rider and had a better bike, yeah, I wouldn't have any problem. Okay, Leah. Let me just not be retarded.
There's been so many people getting injured on the Supercross series.
Really? That means they're fucking going all out.
I feel like every week someone else is injured and out.
I heard that's like the most competitive. Like, those guys are fucking nut jobs.
Yeah.
Because I guess back in the day before Ricky Carmichael, you know, the McGrath era, those dudes were raging every night, like drinking, getting fucked up, and then racing on Sunday and winning or whatever. And then Ricky Carmichael came along and he was in really good shape, like rode bikes
killed
had
it.
Had really good nutrition, got a lot of sleep, didn't go rage and party, and started winning everything. And then all the other guys were like, fuck! Come on, dude, you're ruining it, man. We're having a good time. Dude, so now to stay competitive, you actually have to like eat clean, train, work out. Yeah.
It happens in every sport. I mean, that's what Tiger Woods did with golf.
Yeah. No longer can you just be some fat idiot.
No more John Daly's.
Oh, now you gotta be fucking, yeah,
yeah.
These guys are nuts. What is the difference between a woman in church and a woman in the bathtub? What are those?
I requested chicken Caesar salad wraps
for you. Whoa. What is the difference between a woman in church and a woman in the bathtub?
She can't sin at church.
Anyone could sin at church.
I don't know.
Rob?
Something about her getting wet. I don't know.
You disgusting bastard. The difference between a woman in church and a woman in the bathtub. One has hope in her soul.
One has soap in her hole.
It's a playoff of the original of... what's the difference between a circus and a strip club? One has a lot of cunning stunts.
Jeez Louise.
You've never heard that before?
I can't say I have.
Mia, did you hear the original one? What's the difference between a woman in church and a woman in a bathtub?
Did you say soap in her hole?
Yeah, pretty much. One has hope in her soul.
Jesus.
That's funny.
What happened?
Huh?
At least get it on the microphone.
I'll get it on the microphone next time. Sorry.
I got so many hitters for this one. Jesus. I wanted to ask you guys, we're going to rank our favorite Austrians from the country Austria. So I'm going to give you, without knowing the next one, you're going to rank 1, 2, and 3.
I mean, I think I only know one Austrian.
We'll get there.
Okay.
I want you to rank 1, 2, and 3, your favorite Austrian, without knowing the next one, okay? The first one is Mozart.
So that he's in the 3 slot, or
he's whatever slot you want him to be.
I'll put him in 2 slot.
2? Blake?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I'm not asking you.
Oh, you gotta put what
where
he's
would you
saying.
Put Mozart in 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, okay, now I know. It's like this, like that little TikTok trend or whatever the hell it was. Yeah. Okay. Mozart?
Yeah.
Oh man, he'd probably be much. Is this out of 10, by the way?
3.
Out of 3, he's in the 3 slot for me.
Okay. You don't like composer? You don't like classic music? You don't listen to that when you run?
I just think that there will be 2 better Austrians. I just named
I
one for
right.
sure.
The next one would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
1 slot.
That's my 3 slot.
3?
Yeah. You're...
So where was Mozart?
2.
And the third will be Adolf Hitler.
Shit, that's my number 1 right there.
Damn. I had to put Mozart in the 3 slot. I just had to do it.
So you think Mozart's worse than Hitler?
I just had to do it.
You walked right in and out.
I sure did. Gosh darn
it. Where did you have him?
Number 1. His best to ever do it.
If we weren't talking about the best ever do it, the best Austrian of all time.
That's right. You did have Adolf at 1. You're crazy. So funny.
It's not like I knew it was coming.
We really got there. We really got. Dude, how does James always do this, man?
A lot of people forget Hitler was Austrian.
Yeah.
It wasn't German.
I had a feeling something like that was coming, so...
You just set me up. Yeah. Set me up for the alley-oop. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you just slam dunked on your ass, bro.
All right. I've blown a lot here, so you guys get on your seg.
Okay. You guys got trivia for today.
The Tour de France is how many miles?
So,
if you went 100 miles an hour.
So, your question for today is, since 2020, there have been a total of 10 featured artists that headlined the Super Bowl halftime show. There is going to be one artist missing from this list, and you're going to have to guess who the missing artist is.
Headlining, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to name 9 artists.
Yes.
Of the last 10 years?
Yes.
And we're supposed to pick the one who you didn't say.
Well, 2025. It's 2020 to 2025.
The last 5 years.
Last 5 years.
So you're gonna name four artists?
No, because so
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Already, you're forgetting.
How does it feel?
So okay,
just go ahead.
Shakira, J Lo, The Weeknd, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Rihanna, and Usher. Who is missing from this list?
Katy Perry. I don't know about that.
That's not...
It was older, huh?
Precisely.
You're just going to forget Dr. Dre?
Whitney Houston.
Damn, that's dude.
Dr. Dre.
50 Cent?
Dude, Rob... Did you Rob, say 50 Cent? Rob slam dunked it.
Because Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick, and 50 Cent were all on the same show together. Did you say 50
together.
Cent? No,
50 Cent didn't... He wasn't a headliner.
Mary J. Blige wasn't a headliner, was she?
She was.
She was?
Yeah, she popped was. Up with them in that.
She was.
But she was a headliner.
Yes.
It was when they played at the SoFi.
Yep.
I know, but I guess Dr. Dre, to me, headlined that one.
Yeah, that's what he forgot. Well, he didn't. Well,
why would you mention
say,
Mary J. Blige? Because
she was in it with them.
So was 50 Cent. So
but
was
he
Eminem.
Was just like one or two songs.
No, their guest appearances don't count. They don't count. It's like, oh, did SZA perform? It's like, no, Kendrick Lamar.
Serena Williams performed.
Damn straight.
Rob knocked it out of the park, dude. Hey, Rob, knuckles up. Let's go, dog. That was kind of sick. This is a question. I would have never gotten the answer to that question. I thought it was like tricky because I was like, ooh, maybe they're going to forget like that some of these were like group things. Nothing gets past Rob these days.
Mm-mm. I was hearing about how Kendrick Lamar didn't really play like all of his biggest hits, you know. Theory is he doesn't own 100% of the rights to those songs, so like he had an old record deal on some of his old bangers. Mm. So he wouldn't be getting as much money from streams, basically. Mm. Something like that.
Interesting.
Why can't you say pedophile on TV?
Maybe that was a loophole in saying I didn't call him a pedophile. The world called him a pedophile.
I mean, he says it on the song, on the record.
Yeah, but
unless he got sued or whatever. Another thing I heard was that he got sued, so he can't say that anymore for like slander or something.
That is Drake being a baby back bitch.
Mustard.
Dot, fuck him up.
I think we talked about that, how that's crazy that song went number one and won all those awards.
Yeah.
For a song that's not that good.
I mean, it's a good song. It's not that good, though. It's
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
It's not even close to that realm of... Like, I'm trying to think of a song that would... Like, I think of, like an old Kanye West song when he released a song, like Flashing Lights or something like that. Like, you're like, oh, my God. Or, like, even, like... Like think how big like God's Plan was or something like that. Like, dude, that song was huge. Huge.
Yeah. He had a lot of soap in his hole. Rob?
Rob, segment? What you got?
My segment?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Let me see here.
Are you mucking? Are you mucking? Mukbang?
I think mukbang requires more food than...
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What's the best place for a weekend getaway?
Palm Springs? Las Vegas?
Anywhere with your mom.
Damn.
Anywhere? Rochester, New York.
The question was best place to for a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
Like Fran listens to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Everyone always gets me with these nuts jokes, and I rank Adolf Hitler. Like, it's like, dude, like I need to get like I need to get a jab in somewhere. Like,
ours is in good taste. Yours is.
Oh yeah.
Yours is straight disrespectful, dude.
A weekend getaway. Well, we do live in...
Are you asking for advice?
No.
I was about to say Valentine's Day is coming up.
Like, let's say you had to plan a last minute getaway.
Oh man. Vegas. I don't know. I think for me, in my time of life, I feel like wine country. Mm-hmm. I feel like wine country is kind of a vibe.
Temecula.
Dude, honestly,
not that bad.
Not that bad.
No.
It's like, wouldn't be my first choice, but
I'm taking you to Temecula. Pack your
bags. No.
I'm on the 15 and let's go.
Well, I mean, like, look, put it this way. A trip that I would be excited for, I think would be fun, is you do the Napa trip, but then mm-hmm. you go to the French Laundry and you eat at the best restaurant in the world, essentially.
How much? Is there a wait list for that, I'm assuming?
You just have to make a reservation super far out in advance. I mean, and yes, it is expensive, but, like, you know, it's to have an experience like that, it's of course, it's going to cost a lot. I think the last time I checked, it was like either like 500 or 1,000 per person, but it's like a whatever, like 22 courses or something like that, and it's ridiculous. But I mean, but it's literally like the best restaurant in the world. You will not eat better food ever in your life.
I don't know. You ever had Stan Burger?
You ever had In-N-Out? You ever had the Oreo milkshake from the Stan?
Nessie Burger is pretty good.
Nessie Burger.
But yeah, I think that would be a fun trip. You do the Napa wine country, you do a little wine tasting, then you dedicate one of the days to like your like nice dinner.
Yeah.
That'd be a vibe. I mean, we can get away. What else are some popular locations? Joshua Tree, I feel like, is really popular for us around here.
You just camp?
I mean, whatever. I mean, if that's their thing. I mean, drugs, it's not you? My thing, but it's like, I hear people a lot of times, they love to go to Joshua Tree.
It's like the played out places are like Vegas, Palm Springs. Like, that's just our area. Just
my answers.
Yeah.
No, trust me, I don't want to do a weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, it just depends.
I'll do Scottsdale.
I've done it.
Dude, it just depends what you're doing. Yeah, I was about to say, for like a golf trip, like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm Scottsdale, fuck yeah. Like, that'd be so fire.
If I'm going to Vegas, like, spending that much time in a car, I'd rather go to Scottsdale, low-key.
Amarillo, Texas. Max will like that one.
Yeah, he'll appreciate that.
He liked the je ne sais quoi joke, eh? Episodes
ago. I don't know. It's like, because we live too close to the coast, it's like you can't even say like Laguna Beach or like any of those places.
That.
It's like, we would never want to like, yeah, we would never want to do that.
I did a Napa trip during COVID.
Oh,
like just,
yeah.
Just randomly, like we just packed our bags, booked the hotel and left.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys been to Fresno?
You ever been to Modesto?
Yes. Bakersfield this time of year. Let's just say Stockton. Beautiful this time of year.
Damn.
Why is it called French Laundry?
No idea.
It's got to be a reason for that.
All I know is the chef's name is Thomas Keller, and it's basically had 3 Michelin stars for
Meat
forever.
Meat rider. Wee woo, wee woo. Glaze alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not in San Francisco. Why is it like out there?
It's just in the boonies. I don't know
why.
I have no idea. Fresh ingredients. Oh yeah,
I
forgot. Yeah, no, it does. I do remember. It does have something to do with the farmland because they source their own like vegetables. They source some of their produce from their farmland up there. Yeah,
they can't just get a guy to go drive at 4 a.m. to go get that stuff and come back down.
There's farms everywhere up there.
I mean, when you're cultivating 3 Michelin star food, there's a quality control aspect that you're just totally overlooking here.
Are you all the way down on the balls right now, dude? You slid all the way down. God damn. Let's wrap it up.
All right.
Thomas Keller's number one fan.
If you guys enjoy this episode, leave a like, subscribe, do all that things. Follow us on all of the socials. This is your boy Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next time.
Peace.